Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Hurricane Hotline. Thanks to Don Bailey Jr. for joining us. And now on the show, we move our attention to the University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame, which is coming up in about 2 weeks, the 54th University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame induction banquet coming up here on May the 4th. And joining us is the great John Ruth from the University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame. Older Hurricane fans would know John was the maniac, but now you're very heavily involved in the Hall of Fame. So we'll start with that, John. And first, welcome to the show. I don't remember the last time you were on the Hurricane Hotline, but delighted to have you with us here tonight.
Well, thank you, Joe. I was just kind of thinking, I don't know if I've ever been on the hotline. I know I might have called in for something at some point, but it's nice to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, that's because when you were in costume, it was a non-speaking role.
That's true.
All right, how about this Hall of Fame class you have coming up? 10 members going into the Hall of Fame. Jim Larrañaga, one of them, coming off a great run in basketball for the University of Miami. How about this year's class?
I tell you, Joe, every year I say what an amazing, outstanding class we have. And, you know, you think you can't top it. And it, not to slight any of our previous classes, but this one, top to bottom, is about as amazing as we've had. You know, you talk about we got two baseball players, David Gill, All-American pitcher, Kevin Brown, probably one of the, you know, the top four or five sluggers all time of baseball. We've got, you know, Aaron Mosier, who was a decathlon champion for the Big East and one of the best all-around athletes. He also played football. You've got, you know, for football, you've got All-American kicker Todd Seavers from the national championship team 2001. You've got Willie Smith, All-American tight end from the 84-85 years. Bernie Kosar threw a bunch of passes to him, and we're hoping Bernie will be there at the banquet. Raquana Williams, who's, I believe, in fourth or fifth, I'll have to check my stats, but scoring for women's basketball. She's, you know, one of the, and won a WNBA championship last year with the Las Vegas Aces. We have a diver, Doris Glenn Easterly Richards, one of the most decorated divers of all time, won three national, not NCAA, but U.S. national titles, which is pretty amazing. It's kind of like in golf winning the U.S. amateur. Of course, you got Leela Cannon, who was the national championship winning golf coach back in the early 80s, but had 11 or 12 All-Americans that she coached. And I think the only one I'm leaving out is Coach Larrañaga, who, you know, obviously has just had the greatest season in Hurricane basketball history and is our winningest basketball coach of all time. And the best part is, for Coach L at least, the banquet is going to be in the Watsco Center, so he's only got about a 50-yard walk to get to the stage.
Wow.
For the first time ever, we're holding it on campus. This is the 53rd banquet, and it's the first time it's ever been held on the Coral Gables campus. It had been, you know, we've had it at the Miami Miami Springs Villas and the Hyatt downtown, the Omni, the Jungle Island. But this time we're doing it right here on campus, which is makes it a special event. And it's, as you said, Thursday, May 4th. Tickets are still available if people want to purchase tickets and come to the event. Oh, wait a minute. I did forget one.
No, I was going to get I was going to get to that in a moment. So the special one, I think the person you're going to mention is so endearing to everybody around the program and means so much to everybody at the University of Miami. I was just looking at a picture from the 1985 National Championship baseball team, and he's in that picture. And I think everybody associated with the Miami Hurricanes is thrilled that Vinny Scavo is in the Hall of Fame.
He's going to kill me. Vinny was my first roommate down here. How I could forget him. Vinny, he's so deserving. I mean, he literally has saved lives over the years with the work that he's done. But he's just such a great guy and just such a great friend to everybody. And he's going to have – he's got a lot of his friends from New York coming down. So it's going to be a fun time, and I can't wait for his speech and Coach Larrañaga's speech. But, yeah, Vinny's just a special person to all of us, and we're so happy that he's going into the Hall of Fame. He really is the first true athletic trainer. We had another one, Dave White, who went in many, many years ago, but Dave was also an assistant coach and a baseball coach and did some other things. So Vinny is the first true athletic trainer to go into the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. And, you know, we're excited to have him as well as the other nine inductees. It's going to be a fun night.
All right, let's go back to the night for a moment. It is May the 4th. You mentioned it's on campus. That's great. At the Watsco Center. I imagine tickets are still available.
Yes, we can get some more people in. They can go to umsportshalloffame.com. The evening starts around 6 o'clock with the cocktail hour. We'll have a live auction, or excuse me, a silent auction during the cocktail hour. And then the dinner starts around 7. We'll have a live auction prior to the dinner. We'll have, you know, some speeches, a few awards to our current president of the Hall of Fame, Meade McCabe. And then we get into the dinner, and then afterwards, you know, we'll introduce one of the highlights every year is introducing all of the Hall of Famers that are there. It's not just the 10 inductees, but, you know, we get between 25 and 50 former student athletes and current members of the Hall of Fame who come to the event. And, you know, we've had some big names in the past. And as I mentioned, I believe Bernie Kosar will be coming to honor his friend Willie Smith. And there are lots of other names that will be there. I don't want to throw any names out because somebody might have car trouble. But, you know, it's a fun event. There's a lot of people there. And you know, the evening is just a special event. Some people have said it, that it's really the premier event for the University of Miami because it's not just the present, it's the past that we honor. And, you know, some amazing people are there and being honored. And it's just a fun night. And you hear some awe-inspiring stories. You hear there's a lot of laughter. People telling stories about their teammates or their coaches. And so it really is a fun time. And, you know, folks can go to umsportshalloffame.com and purchase tickets and come to the event next week from Thursday.
John Ruth is our guest from the University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame. Don and I were honored to be a part of the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. One of the great highlights of my broadcast career. And I encourage anybody that wants to go to the ceremony. It's just an outstanding, tremendous night. And I put the University of Miami Hall of Fame up with any Hall of Fame out there around the country.
No doubt about it, Joe, and I appreciate that. Yeah, we were happy to honor you and Don a couple of years ago with our Distinguished Service Award. With this class, we have 354 inductees, members of the Hall of Fame and Museum. And, you know, you really, like I say, every year it's just an amazing class. And the memories, that's one of the things that a lot of people tell us, that, you know, they come to the event and they see someone and they go, oh, wow, I remember watching him as a kid or watching, you know, seeing her on TV in the Olympics or, you know, so it really is a special event. It brings back, you know, just tremendous memories for everybody. And it honors some wonderful people. The Hall of Fame is, you know, it's a 501c3 nonprofit. we don't really make money off the banquet, but this is what we do. We induct the best of the best who have ever won the Orange, Green, and White, and to be able to do it on campus for the first time ever is going to be a special evening.
Willie Smith, by the way, truly a Hall of Famer. His son plays football for the University of Miami. Chasey did get injured last year, but Willie Smith was one of the great tight ends. I'm so happy that you're honoring him, because sometimes I think he gets lost in the shuffle. So a great recognition for him. This is the Hurricane Hotline, John, a show where we do tell stories, and we have a transient audience through the years. Tell everybody how you came to Miami. It is one of the great stories of all time. How did you end up in Miami? Because you ended up here and then turned it into one heck of a career.
I tell people I don't even feel like I've ever had a job, Joe. I was at South Carolina, University of South Carolina. I was cocky, the Gamecock, my last 2 years of school. And it was literally just by coincidence that the director of the NCAA championships, Jerry Miles, who was going to be running the College World Series the week after, he came to Columbia for our regional. So he saw how cocky performed in the stands and did a couple of routines between games on the field. So South Carolina won the regional. He said, I'll tell you, 1981. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, why don't you bring that mascot out there? So I went out to Omaha in 1981 for the first time, performed just the four South Carolina games. They won a couple of games, so we were around for a little over a week. But I got a chance to meet some of the Miami folks. Of course, Coach Frazier took a liking to me, and Rick Remmert, who was then the marketing director. And so they actually kind of created the Miami Maniac character after seeing, Cocky. The story I heard was that Coach Frazier said, well, South Carolina can have a mascot. Why don't we have our own? So the Miami Maniac was created, and they had some students do it in 1982. But Miami actually came up to Columbia and played a four-game series in April. And so they saw how I worked the crowd. So Coach Frazier and Rick arranged it for me to come down in May for the Florida State series, kind of as a tryout. And so I came down, had a fun time, and afterwards decided, maybe Miami would be fun. And originally I was going to come down for 6 months, and Coach Frazier said, well, maybe you'll hook up with a major league team or even a minor league team, and they'll pay you, and you'll move on. But I loved it down here, and I have for 40 years. It really is, been just a wonderful time. And so after doing the Maniac for a couple of years, it worked into being Sebastian the Ibis. My first Sebastian game was Jimmy Johnson's first game, the Kickoff Classic back in 1984. And so I performed as the Maniac and the Ibis, 11 seasons as the Maniac and 9 as the Ibis, from 1983 to 1993. And then fortunately I became Billy the Marlin. So did that for 10 years. And then after that I got involved with the Hall of Fame just as a volunteer. And about 15 years ago, the board of directors decided, well, let's have a director, and let's expand from just simply the banquet and the golf tournament to other events. So we do a bowling tournament every year. We've done a fishing tournament, which we're postponing this year's tournament to 2024, and we're going to move it back down to the Florida Keys. But the golf tournament is in October 19th, the weekend of the Clemson series, and Clemson football game, rather.
Right.
And bowling tournament we always do in February, and it's one of our big events. And it's kind of one of those things that people say, well, I don't bowl. Well, it's a party with a little bit of bowling on the side. If you don't fish, it's a party with a little bit of fishing on the side. Come on down to the Keys. So that's kind of what we do. And it's, our unofficial slogan for the Hall of Fame is, we don't do it if it ain't fun. And so even the banquet is just going to be a fun time. You're going to see a lot of, like I say, a lot of big names that people grew up with and seen performing, playing basketball, football, baseball, track, diving, golf, everything. And it's just a fun evening. And so we're excited to have it on campus for the first time this year.
Is there still a warrant for your arrest in Tallahassee?
I was detained. I was never arrested.
We have to explain that. That was on the field where he made a little fun of Florida State.
I've told people I really didn't plan it out well, because had I gotten on the field, I really don't know what I would have done. I knew I wouldn't have gotten out of Tallahassee alive if I had actually tried to put out Chief Osceola's spear. But, the plan was kind of squirt the Miami fans, squirt around the field a little bit, maybe shoot towards the horse a little bit. But I never got on the field. As we're, Coach Erickson and the team were coming out of the tunnel, someone grabbed me, and I didn't know who it was, and I tried to jerk away from them and squeeze the handle on the fire extinguisher I was holding and sprayed water all over the chest of a Leon County sheriff's desk. And so they slammed me up against the fence, one wing to one side, one wing to the other, and they held me until Osceola did his thing on the field. And to this day, more than 30 years later, when Miami plays Florida State at Doak Campbell Stadium, a Leon County Sheriff's deputy will find Sebastian the Ibis before the game and hold him off the field until Chief Osceola does his thing.
they're afraid that it's going to be you sneaking back onto the field to get your revenge. At any rate, you've been great here on the show. Hall of Fame is coming up on Thursday, May the 4th, on campus at the Wasco Center. John, thank you for being with us.
Joe, thanks. Yeah, and folks can go to umsportshalloffame.com.
All right, that's John Ruth joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. Don't forget Hurricane Baseball this weekend on the road at Louisville Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For John Ruth, Don Bailey Jr., Gino DeMari, and our producer Danny Garcia, I'm Joe Zgacki. Have a very pleasant good evening, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.